Hey, Days of Noah family. So, I didn't plan on making this episode this week, but God laid something on my heart, and I need to be obedient to what He's leading me to do and to say. So, here goes. Some of you may have noticed that the episodes 54 and 55, if I'm not mistaken, it might be 55, 56, are missing. And those were the episodes where we had interviewed Jesse Zaboder. And I thought they were great. I thought they were very informative, very fascinating interviews. And, well, it was one interview split into half, but I have since unpublished those episodes. And, you know, I don't do that lightly. It takes a fair amount of work to put those together and edit and get everything lined up just right with music and an intro and all that sort of stuff. So to take those down, I had some advice from a trusted Christian sister, and I was following that advice, and I've been praying on it since then in the last few weeks. And one of the things that I am exploring is the possibility, and I had heard this months ago when I was considering having Jesse come on our show. I had heard that she may not be who she claims to be, that there may be more going on. And I felt I had done my due diligence, at least when the interview occurred. I felt like, you know, there was a good rapport spiritually, just that common unity that a Christian has with another Christian. I really did feel that in the interview, and I think if you guys have listened to that those episodes before I unpublished them, you probably noticed that too. There was maybe a 20-minute section in the second half where it just seemed to be really about her relationship with the Lord. Well, I am on a journey right now to try to figure out if there is more going on. And I first want to say, I'm not accusing Jesse of anything at this point, because I don't have all the facts. I'm asking God to help reveal the truth of the situation, and to do so with grace and tact, and do my due diligence. And so I'm looking into resources that can help me kind of fill in those gaps. And so in the meantime, I have unpublished those episodes, and that's kind of where it lies for now. Now, this morning, as I was doing some of that due diligence, I felt in my spirit God telling me that I needed to make this episode I'm recording right now. And the whole purpose of this is to say to the listeners, I'm sorry. I didn't do my due diligence in thoroughly vetting who my guests are. And in this case, at least for now, I feel like I may have gotten it wrong. And I felt God saying, I need to make this right. And part of that process, it isn't enough, I felt He was telling me, to just simply take down those episodes. I needed to let you, the listeners, know that I may have made a mistake, and to apologize for it. And so with that, I would encourage each of you to do your own due diligence and seek the Lord God in heaven, Jesus Christ, the name above all names, to discern and just what it is you think about the situation, what it is you think about Jesse Zaboder and her story, and what may or may not be going on, what may or may not be the truth. I don't have all the facts yet. I'm still gathering. And even the things I'm gathering, I don't know for sure if they are facts. I am trying to establish the things as best I can to my own satisfaction. You know, similar to scripture, let everything be established by two or three witnesses. So I'm trying to corroborate things that I have heard from people that I trust, and go from there. So this is just going to be a quick announcement episode to say that much and to kind of fill you guys in on a little bit of the situation, and hopefully more to come. Do I regret, you know, having her on? Not necessarily, because I think even in areas where we may have stumbled in life, God is able to work through those things. And many times, not that he wants us to sin or make mistakes, but it is often through those things where he shows himself to be just so wise and amazing. And the things that the enemy meant for evil, God often turns into greater good. And so that's what I believe is going on here. So I would encourage you to just be prayerful for yourselves, for your own discernment. Be prayerful for me and Luke as we seek to try to have guests that are truthful and edifying and build you up in knowledge of Christ and of his kingdom and being aware of Satan's schemes in this world, because we don't want to be unaware. And a phrase that you've heard me say many times is to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Well, in this case, I don't think my wisdom and discernment was enough. And so I need to personally step it up. And I'm asking each of you listening to step it up, because there are things in this world that have every mark of being genuinely good and true and of God. And the fact is there are those that are infiltrating. And again, I know I'm saying a lot of things and you can read between the lines, but I don't know exactly what the situation is. All I know is I'm on that path to figure that out. And so be also praying for Jesse. If the things that I am hearing are true, then she is not the enemy, okay? She is a victim of different things that may have been going on in her life for decades. There may be things that she is unaware of at this time. So be praying for God to 100% reclaim every part of her for him, for his own and for his kingdom. And if there is any duplicity whatsoever, be it personality or you know, any alter personalities or any splits of any kind, any demonic issues, any witchcraft, any occult, any who knows what it could be. I don't honestly know. But I have enough caution in my spirit and from what I'm hearing to say, let's take a step back. So again, no accusation, Jesse, if you're listening. We love you as we love any believer or unbeliever. And, you know, one of the things that Luke and I try to do is to discern the truth on this show. And that's not easy sometimes. So for the time being, this is where it's going to sit as we continue to try to discern what the truth of this situation is and where Jesse is at spiritually. So, with that, I ask you guys to just join me in prayer for a moment. Dear God in heaven, Jesus Christ, the name above all names, the authority that answers to no one. The authority that everyone else answers to. We come before you, God, and ask for your discernment in the airwaves, your discernment in this world. That if, and I'm going to say it this way, if there be any satanic, occult, demonic, or split personality issues where deception or infiltration or usurpation is happening with Jessie Zabotar and what she claims to be, if there is any of those things that is not on the up and up, that is not pure and of the Lord Jesus Christ, 100%, that those things would be exposed 100%, and that she would be rescued 100%, and that any evil effects, any witchcraft effects, any occult or MK Ultra or mind control effects on her and on anyone that she has influenced would be overturned right now in the heavenlies in the name of Jesus and for Jesus Christ's glory. We pray this in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and by His power we proclaim that on this world, taking it back every bit of territory that the enemy may have stolen in this manner. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate your prayers. Appreciate everyone out there. Do remember to share this podcast with your friends and family and give us a positive review to help grow the channel. And continue to pray for Luke and I for discernment, for our protection. God bless you out there. Bye-bye.